More federal agents in more American cities. President Trump has announced he is expanding a plan to fight violent crime. Yesterday, he said he's sending federal agents and money to Chicago, Illinois, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Kansas City, Missouri, with more cities to come. It's all part of a program that has been dubbed Operation Legend. This started up in Kansas City after a four-year-old boy named Legend Taliaferro was killed, and then protests followed. We're going to hear from Kansas City's mayor in a moment, but first let's look at Chicago. The president has long targeted the city for not doing enough to stop violent crime.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end.
NPR Cheryl Corley is with us now with more on this announcement from Chicago. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Explain what you have been able to learn about the program.
Well, as you said, it started in Kansas City because of the death of the four-year-old boy and the rising crime there, or shootings. And this expansion is going to send about 200 agents from the FBI, Homeland Security, and other agencies to Chicago, and more than 30 to Albuquerque. The cities will also receive, as you mentioned, grants that will be used to hire more police. President Trump says he had to take this step now because he had no choice. And he talked about mayors that he called extremists and the push by activists and others to defund the police. He says that's caused a shocking explosion of violence. And he often criticizes Chicago, and he pointed to Chicago as an example during this announcement as well.
Perhaps no citizens have suffered more from the menace of violent crime than the wonderful people of Chicago, a city I know very well.
You know, overall crime is actually down in Chicago, as it is in much of the country. But murders and shootings have been a big problem in certain neighborhoods here, as in other urban areas of the country.
So does this have nothing to do with what we saw in Portland, Oregon, where these federal agents, often with no identification, were arresting protesters and taking them off in unmarked cars? I mean, is this a completely separate program?
Well, Attorney General William Barr says yes. He says that these folks will be engaged in classic crime fighting. He says for years there have been federal task force working with local law enforcement, and that these aren't tactical teams that were sent to Portland to protect federal buildings.
These are street agents. They're investigators who will be working to solve murders and to take down the violent gangs.
So not about protest, he says, but about fighting crime.
What's Chicago's mayor saying about this now?
Well, she and the president have often been engaged in a war of words, but she seems guardedly open. Here's what she had to say.
If those agents are here to actually work in partnership on support of gun violence and violent cases, plugging into existing infrastructure of federal agents, not trying to play police in our streets, then that's something different. And that may add value.
And I guess we don't have any timeline, Cheryl.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right. NPR Cheryl Corley from Chicago. We appreciate it, Cheryl. Thanks.
You're welcome.